Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today. We come to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 21 through 24. But when they looked for him, he was not to be found. So they inquired further of the Lord, "Has the man come here yet?" And the Lord said, "Yes, he has hidden himself among the supplies." And they ran and they brought him out. And as he stood among the people, he was a head taller than any of the others. Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see the man the Lord has chosen? There is no one like him among the people." And then the people shouted, "Long live the king." This verse always makes me laugh. Israel wanted a king, but they got so caught up in the trap of appearance, they chose a man who was handsome and a head taller than all the rest. But when it came time for the coronation, he was hiding among the supplies. Saul was what we would call a reluctant leader. Be leery of reluctant leaders. These are people placed in positions that they are not ready for or prepared for. Someone, like a parent, friend, management team, or a congregation, pushed them to the front when they wanted to stand in the back. Leaders were made to lead. Reluctant leaders, well, they were made to do something else, just as important, but something other than leading. Be leery of reluctant leaders. Their skin is not thick enough. Their roots aren't deep enough. Their commitment is not strong enough. You can be on the right bus, but in the wrong seat. And when the reluctant leaders, like Saul, are behind the wheel, get ready to hear the screams of a busload of people going off the road and over a cliff. Father, we do not want to push people to the front who shouldn't be there. Help us to not impose our will on others. May we seek your will in the lives of those we love. In Jesus' name, amen.